Friday, July 15th, 1994, 3:05 p.m. Fritz Van Devere isn't a believer in the things studied at the Hawthorne Institute, but he's not a disbeliever either. In general, Fritz subscribes to the chaos theory, which, at its most basic level, can be boiled down to shit happens. That, he thinks, makes him the ideal person to run a place like the Institute. When things happen for seemingly no particular reason, he doesn't try to figure out the why of it all. He just rolls up his sleeves, takes care of the situation, and gets paid handsomely for his troubles. For instance, when Joyce Marsh was surprised by a bunch of guys test driving an ancient ritual with a pig's heart, he followed Institute protocol, made sure she signed the necessary NDA, and sent her packing. And when his 10-year-old neighbor is found stuck in the gates of the Hawthorne family mausoleum, he orders the boy brought inside to see if he's okay, do a little damage control, and hopefully avoid a potential lawsuit. "So, Billy," he says, "I was told you were here with some other kids. Is that true?" "No, sir," Billy says, a lie Fritz grudgingly respects. The ability to keep secrets is a trait he admires. Still, he'd prefer it if the boy gave at least some indication of how many there had been and what they had been up to.
"What were you doing out there, all by yourself?"
"Just exploring."
"Exploring," Fritz says. "That's all?"
"Yes, sir."
"And what about yesterday?"
Billy looks up, surprised Fritz knows about that. He shouldn't be. Of course Fritz was informed about it.
"There's no harm in exploration," he tells Billy. "That's the whole purpose of this place. Exploring the unknown. But next time, instead of sneaking onto the property, just ask me and I'll show you around."
The boy's eyes brighten, his fear replaced by eagerness.
"Can you show me now?"
"I could," Fritz says. "But first, I'm going to need something from you. A promise that you'll remain quiet about anything you see or hear. Don't tell your parents, or your brother, or your friends. They don't need to know what we do here."
"What do you do here, Fritz?"
Fritz Van Devere smiles, pleased the boy remembered to use his first name.
"We do many things, Billy."
"Do you talk to ghosts?"
Fritz contemplates the boy. Such a big, complicated question from someone so young. One he can't answer. But he knows someone who can. He takes him into what's known as the library, although it holds much more than books. It's the heart of the Institute, where others gather to discuss, debate, debunk. Currently, only one man occupies the vast room. Ezra Hawthorne. He's looking at the photos that hang on the walls when they enter. When he turns around to smile at Billy, Fritz sees the man as if through the boy's eyes. Tall, pale, and ancient, looking both dapper and ominous in his black suit.
"Hello, young sir," Ezra says, prompting tongue-tied consternation from Billy.
Fritz remembers being just as awestruck when he first met Ezra Hawthorne all those years ago. He was a grad student at Princeton working on his master's in psychology when he was invited to an informal gathering hosted by one of his professors. Also in attendance was a tall man in a black suit that made his pale features appear positively ghostly. After a few minutes of aimless chatting, Mr. Hawthorne introduced himself and invited Fritz to visit the Institute.
"Let's see if you have any gifts," he said.
Fritz took part in a silly test in which he was asked to turn his back to a man holding a stack of flashcards with pictures of animals on them. All he had to do was guess which animal was on the card being held up. Even though Fritz failed the test in spectacular fashion, when the day was done, Mr. Hawthorne pulled him aside and said,
"You're welcome to return any time you'd like."
He had no intention of coming back, but then Alice suffered a miscarriage, her third.
and Fritz found himself looking for something to believe in. He knew he wasn't going to find it in religion, especially the harsh fire and brimstone sermons his parents had dragged him to when he was a boy. One night, for no particular reason he could think of, he found himself driving to the Hawthorne Institute. Ezra welcomed him like a long-lost friend. They talked for hours about why inexplicable things happen and how to make sense of a world that very often makes no sense at all. To Fritz's surprise, the conversation ended with a job offer. Now he all but runs the place, which is how he knew to bring Billy here. It's an unspoken rule at the Institute. If it involves ghosts, consult Mr. Hawthorne.
"Do you talk to ghosts?"
Billy asks again. "Not all the time," Ezra says, "but on occasion, I have communicated with spirits." Fritz notices the boy's eyes light up.
"So ghosts are real?"
"Oh, they're very real."
"Where are they?"
Billy says, glancing around the room as if one might be lurking in the corners. "There are ghosts everywhere," Ezra Hawthorne tells him, "if you just know where to look." For the next half hour, Fritz watches as Mr. Hawthorne regales Billy with tales of his exploits, showing him books about ghosts, photos of seances, the tools of the trade. The boy proves himself to be quite knowledgeable about the subject. Far more than Fritz, who doesn't know the difference between a specter and a shade. But Billy does, which Fritz can tell impresses Mr. Hawthorne. "I see you're a mutual ghost admirer," he tells Billy. "I've never talked to one so young." When the visit is over, Fritz starts to escort Billy out of the room, having already decided to drive the boy home himself. It's easier that way. Less conspicuous, too. But before they're completely out the door, Ezra Hawthorne has one more thing to say. "It was a pleasure meeting you, Billy. You're welcome to return anytime you like."